move. Just say anything. And I won't argue.
A volte che ti ogni di queste e anche se ti...
How old are you?
94.
94. Yes. How old were you when you started teaching school?
13.
13?
13.
Oh, madame, I have a petit book on full. Vous avez 96, go on 97.
Yes.
Yeah. The first week you came here,
yeah,
I made you a nice birdie cake, 96 years old.
I'm 96, yeah.
You're 96 years old.
Well, yeah. Time's fine.
Yeah, I know it. I'll let you do that. How did you happen to be a school teacher?
I was in a class where we were too young to teach. I was 16. I was 16. No, I was 13 years old. I was born on 14. And it was in a back settlement where, well, there was no nothing, no stores, no. And I was called to go and teach there. My parents didn't like the idea because I was young and going, it was about 13 miles, not very far, but for a young girl, and I had never gone out from my with my parents. So I went, and I did good. Where I went aboard, there were good people, and they took good care of me.
Now, was this in a schoolroom or in a house?
It was in a house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how many students did you have?
I had 13.
13.
13, sometimes 14.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what did they pay you?
Huh?
What did they pay you? Did you get for money?
$13 a month. $13 a month. What's that? Yeah, $18 a month. That was in Fort Kent.
Whose house was it?
It was a Mr. She was a seer, and he was a bushaw. Yeah, good, very good people.
Well, did you have books for the students?
Hmm?
Did you have books?
Books, yeah.
What kind of books? What did you have? What did you teach?
I taught French, alphabet. They had never had school before. And my sisters had all taught school, three of them had gone to Brooklyn school and taught school. So it was just in me to be a teacher. See?
Sure.
But I didn't yet intend to be a teacher. All my sisters were, there was three, two before me, they enjoyed teaching, but I'd say, no, I'll never teach. And the first thing, they hired me to teach. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Can you think of any little stories about your teaching that was interesting?
Well, no. But I'll tell you something else. When I was about 12, I don't think I was 12 years old, and I was perhaps 9 or 10, going on. My sister was cooking in a lumber yard, in a lumber camp for my father. And I used to go with her to keep her company. She was cooking for 13 men or so. And we used to come down to Fort Kent home about every 5 or 6 weeks. Had a horse and sleigh, and we'd go down home. It was about 15 or more miles from the camp. And one Sunday, we were going up and began to snow. And we were going back to camp. We had come for a visit home. So the horse, and it was dry, and the horse was strange, and he didn't follow the road. The horses will follow roads.
Sure.
Yes. And that horse didn't follow the road. So we took a road where they used to yard lumber, big log. And when we came to the end of that road, you know, the horse stopped. And there we were, it was around 9, perhaps 10. We didn't know where to go. It was at the end of a logging road. And so there was two boys, a brother of mine and a cousin. So, and they were young, they were about 14 or 15. So they unhooked the horse from the sled, and we had lots of roads, you know, in the sled. So we were four, two little boys, and my sister and I. My sister was about 19 or 20, and the horse didn't follow the road. Some horses will follow the road, but he didn't. So the boys unhooked the horse and turned round, and we went again, back again, to see if we found the road to the camp. But the horse didn't find the road to the camp. So when we came to the end of that road where they were lumbering, the boys unhooked the horse and we lay in the sled. It was a big sled and we had lots of robes. Mm-hmm. So we stayed there, and it was in the month of February.
Oh my.
And we stayed outdoors.
Well, that's quite a story.
Slept outdoors. Yeah. Yeah.
And then the next day you probably could tell where you were. You probably could tell where you were the next day you get back.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We knew that it was light, my sister Prunes follow the Lord, or the little boys too. The boys were from the Fort Kent. Mm-hmm. It was a brother of mine and a cousin. So the next morning, when daylight came, the men, the lumbering men there, they came in that road and they saw us. Well, they said, "Did you sleep here?" You know, and we were all right. So in February, I think it was February, no, it was February or January, we slept outdoors.
Mm-hmm. Were you born up here?
I was born in Fort Kent.
You were born in Fort Kent. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What was your name before you were married?
I was a Pinnett. P-I-N-E-T-T-E. Mm-hmm. I was a Pinnett. Yeah.
How did you meet your husband?
I taught pool in Eagle Lake. Mm-hmm. And one winter, I was going to school. And we were a bunch. And our teacher, the principal, Mr. Sear, he had forbid us to go to a certain place where we used to dance and there was music, you know. And he told us that if we go there dancing again, that we'd be losing, you know, our place in school, and he'd send us home. But it was in winter, what we went there. It wasn't a bad place, but they were selling liquor, see? And Mr. Sear, the principal, didn't want us to go there. So there was four or five of us. We were quite bold, and we went. And we did punish us. By me, he was sending me in the back settlement to teach school, where I hadn't been nowhere from home, see, and but I didn't go. The others, see, he punished them too, that the girls had abandoned me. And, but I happened to get another school where I didn't do my summer's work.
And did you meet Mr. Brown at this dance?
That's where I met him.
Yeah. Well, tell us about
his, his father, his father was the man that hired the school teacher.
Oh.
So he hired me, Mr. Brown. Yeah. Well, that's much to say. I married my husband there, Tom. I had four children, two boys and two girls. I have one boy left, all the others are dead. A girl died lately. Yeah.
Now, Brown isn't the name that you hear too much around here. How did he happen to come up here?
Oh, The old man came from Ireland.
From Ireland?
Yeah.
Oh, like yes. Mr. Freeman's...
yes, where she... Yeah.
Do you know how he happened to come?
Well, I suppose his family was poor, and he was quite venturesome, so he had the opportunity to take the voyage. And, but he was the only one of his family, and he established here, and his wife also came from Ireland. Mm-hmm. She was a saint, sin, if I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They raised a family around here. They all married. I was going to school, and I didn't mind the principal, Mr. Sear. Well, when he permitted us to go certain places, you know, the study hours. We had study hours. And when we'd go out dancing that way, the next day we didn't know our lessons were good.
But you didn't care for them so much.
Huh?
You went anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you wanted a good time. You didn't want to care so much about the punishing.
Yeah. But I was all right in school. I didn't neglect my studies though, yeah. But the idea that it was the study hours and we had to keep the study hours. See, some didn't know their lessons as well if they had stayed home and studied.
Tom Brown, was he the man? Mrs. Brown, Tom Brown, was he the man that surveyed all the land around here?
No.
Was he a land surveyor?
It was John. John Brown, his brother, older than Tom. There was John, Tom, and Bill, and the youngest one was Eddie.
Well, I've heard of John Brown.
Well,
Teddy Brown is the son
John.
Of John.
John, yeah.
So that's why he's taken over his,
yeah.
his father's. That's why he
John.
Knows so much
yeah.
about the,
yeah.
of the area here.
Yeah.
Et ce qui connaît Dieu contrôle, écoute, c'est des mêmes voliers ou San Francisco, du stéréotype, c'est des mêmes voliers, oui.
Hein?
San Francisco.
Così?
Can we tell you a bit to the men
looking? Oh. I had punished a little boy and this woman, and she used to bother all the teachers. She didn't want her children to be punished, you know. And I knew that. But I didn't care. I want to show her that I was a boss in school. And she, I had punished her elder boy. Not much. But she came, and she wasn't staying there far from school. I saw her coming, and she had a big, long switch in her hand for coming. And the children were all scared. They were scared of her. And I said, "Don't mind. Never mind. She won't hurt you. She won't hurt you." So she came in school. I called them in. We sat down, and I called them in so that they'd be all in their seats when she'd come. And you know, she came with a big switch and began to scold me. I answered her back. I was small, though. I said, "You can't come here and stop me. You're out. I'll have the sheriff," I said, "after you." Oh, my. Well, she was a little nervous, see? She knew that I could do it. And the children were all trembling, you know. They were scared that that she'd hurt me.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then what did she do? Did she leave?
Well, she left. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She had her say, though, mm-hmm. that I had punished a boy, but I'll punish him again if he does bad things. I will.
Don't look at me. I don't know why she looked at me so much. Well, my neighbor, you know, she go home, you know, and she knows everything about that stuff I know too. That's why she looked at me so much.
He used to come to my school.
Were the children anxious to learn, or did you have...
Oh, yes. They had books and they tried to learn their lessons and
What did you teach? What subjects?
Reading, arithmetic, and a little grammar. Mm-hmm. To write sentences. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the children didn't talk much of English, mm-hmm. but all the books were English. We had only a few French books, and all the rest were English.
Well, did you teach English or French?
Both. We were supposed to teach English, mm-hmm. and French didn't matter if we taught French or not, mm-hmm. but they had to teach English. And French scholars, where they had never heard a word of English, all their parents were French.
Sure.
Yeah. Yes, I was only 13, going on 14. I was 14 in the fall, and I taught school all summer. 13 years old, in the back settlement. Father didn't want me to go. "You're too young to go that far. The first time that I was away from home, and the roads were not very good then. So, but I went."
Good evening, yeah.
How many years, Mrs. Brown, did you teach school?
Huh?
How many years did you teach school?
Did you teach school all your life? I got married, I was 21. And I had begun, I was only 14, going on 14.
So you taught for 7 years?
Yes, almost.
After you were married, you didn't teach?
Well, I taught a few years. And I'd replace teachers where they And I taught school with Mr. Freeland's
sister.
Yes. What's her papa? What was her name?
Zidé.
Yeah. Zidé taught school. Huh? I taught school with Zidé. Yeah. Zidé, there was another one. Huh? Wasn't there another one? Lizzie? Lizzie. But they used to teach in ELA for all of us. And I teach the back settlements in Fort Kent. There's lots of back settlements there, on the hill there. I was 20, going on 21 when I married. That's all.